Palon is one of Ash's best rivals. Using his Mega Charizard, he's beaten countless Megas, stood up to Legendaries, and defeated Greninja at the Kalos League. Based on his battle record alone, he's arguably the anime's most decorated warrior. Unfortunately, his return for the Masters Tournament was a major letdown. What disappointed me most was that all of his Pokémon were treated like major jobbers. They lost so badly that one can mistake them for those Pokémon owned by Trevor.
Okay, return.
Story-wise, Alon only seemed to return so as to bolster Leon's street cred. By losing to Leon, he heightened the man's position as Ash's toughest opponent. Besides competing in the Masters 8, there was almost nothing in Alon's return that offered him narrative growth. If anything, it was a major step backwards. He went from being the show's strongest trainer to a rookie-level punching bag. Personally, I would have liked it if the writers revealed that he had collected every type of Megastone. Making him a Mega Master would have been a great way to differentiate him from Ash's other rivals. It also would have justified his using another Pokémon besides Charizard as his primary ace. With the exception of beating Greninja again, there's little Charizard could have done to top his showing at the Kalos League. Mega Blastoise would have made for the perfect replacement, as Seabold once used one to beat Alon. By using a fighter that once beat him, Alon would show that he's learned from his past mistakes. Blastoise would also be a fine choice, as it would establish Alon's superiority to Gary. It was cool that Alon had Chestnut and Malamar, but neither Pokemon truly impressed me. Chestnut landed Hammer Arm, weathered G-Max Drum Solo, rolled through G-Max Airstream, and traded Pin Missile for Max Quake, but ultimately fell to a single strike from Acrobatics. Rather than having Chestnut be a random Pokemon, I would have preferred that it evolve from Chespi. By having it connect back to XYZ, the battle would have felt far more impactful. On Malamar's end, Charizard blocked Focus Blast, caught Throat Chop, and won with Fire Blast. Sadly, neither fighter matched Tyranitar, Weavile, Bisharp, Unpheasant, or Metagross's intensity. Just as sad is the fact that Alon's Charizard fainted without living up to its full potential. Even though it beat Rillaboom, it lasted only a few seconds against Leon's ace. That it fainted without using Thunder Punch is downright embarrassing. I get that the writers wanted to re-establish Leon's power, but I think that Alon's role as Fall Guy could have been easily replaced by Tobias. Tobias is the perfect replacement for Alon, as both of his Pokemon are glass cannons. They can each do massive damage, but are prone to fainting after only a few attacks. Seeing Tobias lose would be far less infuriating, as he didn't get a miniseries or more than one episode of Focus. Speaking of Alon's history, I found it sad that little was said of his deep ties with Ash. I like that Ash acknowledged him during the opening ceremony and cheered when he saw Charizard, but it would have been cooler if the two of them could have reminisced like Ash did with Paul. By reconnecting with Ash, Alon could have revealed how he's evolved since we last saw him. Because Alon is one of Steven Stone's best friends, I'm hopeful that he'll give commentary as the man battles Ash. Thereafter, it'd be fun to see Alon and Steven act as Ash's confidants. Seeing all three of them combine their knowledge to defeat Leon would be a dream come true. Overall, Alon's comeback was pretty horrible. It's yet another example of the Journey's writers sacrificing a previous season's strength to bolster the credibility of their own characters. While I never expected Alon to win, I thought that the writers would at least maintain continuity. He and Charizard gave us arguably the anime's greatest battle, so they shouldn't have been the victim of throwaway writing. So, yeah, while I thought Alon's return was awful, I'd love to hear what you think. I'm open to any and all opinions, and just as open to changing my mind if you make a great argument. On that note, class is adjourned. My name's Professor Silver. Until next time, catch you later.